Now, I would like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school program, would like to join me at the front here for a few moments to come on down. How you doing, guys? Nice job on the chalice today. Thank you. All right. Come on along. And Kathy is going to help us out today. Okay. Whoop, wrong one. I gave you the wrong one. There you go. You get that one. You can come in a little closer if you like. She's a nice lady. Right. There you go. All right. So you going back to school tomorrow? Don't sound so happy. I mean, but let me ask you. Yay, there you go. That's the spirit. Let me ask you a little something about school, though. This is a serious question now. It has to do with the little story you're going to hear here in just a moment. Do you ever see some kids at your school that maybe get picked on for one reason or another? Yeah, you see that happen sometimes. Not a very good thing, is it? When some kids get picked on or bullied a little bit or something like that. We're going to do a story about that. And Kathy's going to turn the pages, and I'm going to read it for you. I'd like to take a look at it. Start, go. There it is, right there. Can you see the book okay? All right. There's a kid in my school who gets picked on all the time. I think he's sad. I think he's sad because he keeps his head down when he walks down the hall. And he hardly ever says hello. I don't pick on him. I feel for him. There's another kid at my school who gets teased. He gets called names. When he's moving through the hall, kids push him and tell him he's slow. And I walk on the other side of the hall. I don't say those things. A girl who rides on my bus always sits alone. Sometimes the kids throw things at her and call her names. The girls will sit behind her and laugh. I don't laugh. I don't say anything. One day my friends were out, and I had to sit alone in the cafeteria. Some kids came over to me, and they started telling jokes. I laughed until the jokes started to be about me. My face burned. I looked down at the table. I sat on my hands to keep them from moving too much. I tried not to cry, but it was hard. And when I saw my face getting wet, the kids started laughing. I wished I could stop crying. I wished I could disappear. When the kids left, I looked around the cafeteria. I was surprised to see that the cafeteria was full of students. There were even kids I knew sitting at the table right next to me. They were looking at me. I could tell. They felt sorry for me. When I went home, I told my big brother I was mad at the kids at the table next to mine. He shrugged. Why? They didn't do anything. Right, I said. On the bus the next day, I sat next to the girl who always sits alone. She's really funny. Let's hold that for just a minute now. See what happened here? The person who's telling the story, it doesn't say whether it's a boy or a girl, the person who was telling the story was seeing other kids get teased or picked on in her school, and then he didn't think too much about it until the time when he was sitting in the cafeteria and found that he was the one who was getting teased and picked on instead. And he decided, well, now I know how it feels when somebody does that, so I'm going to do something with some of the kids that are not being treated so well. So when it got on the bus the next time, he went and sat next to the person who'd been teased, made a friend of it, and found out that she was actually kind of a fun person to be with. So sometimes it happens when something happens to us that we see happening to other people, then we know how they feel, and in this case, they tried to do something about that. I hope you'll think about that as you go back to school this week and as you go to your classes this morning. It's very good to have you with us. I know some of your friends are up at Cardigan this weekend, but it's good to have those of you who are here with us as well. So,